All right, welcome everybody to this edition of Tech Talk. Hello, YouTube followers. Thank you for following, and please subscribe.
We're mixing things up a little bit. I'm going to try and quiet Derek down a little bit.
Yep, this is terrible, but we're going to go with it. So we got a couple questions. One, can the new VVT motor be added to my 21 Road Glide Limited? Absolutely not.
No.
Simple as that.
I agree.
All right, Phil. Oh, excuse me.
There's two physically.
As always, with me is
Derek.
Chris. Shot former Chris. There we go.
All right. So we answered one question and on to the next.
Dave, there's just too many things. Will it technically fit? The motor will fit. There's computers and wiring. It's a nightmare.
Yep.
Buy a CVO.
Yeah, it just won't fit.
Amen, brother.
All right. And our next question, this is directed to you, Derek. Real talk, Derek. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
Mmm.
We know you like them sausages.
Hot dog, no. Block of cheese, yes.
Oh.
All there right. You go, whatever his name was.
Discuss. Hey, voice.
Oh.
Hey, production. Why you got
to forgot to introduce the eye.
I saw your, yeah. New life. I saw you licking your lips back there.
All right, and then one last question. Great contact question. When choosing a battery tender, Harley Davidson or other manufacturers, they offer a 1 amp and a 5 amp. What is the deciding factor which one to buy?
Oh, that's a good question.
For me, the new computerized bikes that Harley's making are basically big rolling computers. When we're doing our programming and doing our updating, Harley recommends us having a 5 amp charger to keep up with the demand of everything that's going on. Now at my house, I have 3 motorcycles. I have 1 amp chargers because I just didn't want to spend the money, and they're just slow trickle charging, just maintenance charging. It's not a big deal. It really comes down for me what you're doing.
Yeah. At my house, it's a 1 amp plugged into the wall.
Yeah, here,
I rotate my motorcycles.
Here in the shop, we use 5 amps, but if just basic maintenance, a 1 amp would completely get it done. Yeah.
And Derek, what do you use?
Whatever's available.
Whatever's available.
There's even a half amp out there. It's all about the speed. I mean, yeah. If you plug it into a half amp, it's going to take forever to charge, but it'll maintain.
Now,
a 5 amp will charge faster.
Well, yeah, we
but as long as they're a maintenance charger and it keeps you fresh.
It shuts off.
So in other words, so if you go out, your bike's dead that night and you're like, oh, I want to ride tomorrow. Maybe 5 amp is your answer.
Well, and we also live where it's warm. Up in the northern states, if you're charging your snowmobiles and it's getting down to negative 30, I don't know, do you need a higher amp charger to offset the cold? Because cold is really bad on batteries. So I know you've lived in the cold, right, Oz?
We've had 5 amps, but you guys also like you said, when you have the bike on, the engine's not going, but you have all of the electronics on, everything like that, it makes a lot more sense to be able to have something that can push it a little bit more.
If you like to listen to your stereo while you wash your bike,
5 amps.
Don't do it. Get a speaker. Bose makes a really nice speaker. Let's do that.
All right. So on to our topic this evening.
What's our topic tonight?
I'm getting there, Mr. Talks-a-Lot.
Are we this irritating?
Yeah.
I don't think so. We just stay quiet.
Right?
So on the topic tonight, we're going to be talking about stage kits. I brought up a few friends of mine have asked, hey, I'm thinking about buying a new Harley Davidson. What stage kit should I buy first? Well, all depending on what your end goal is my opinion. Chris?
I completely agree. If, you know, and Phil builds more motors than I do, but yeah, it's all where do you want, what's the finish line? What's the goal line? If you're like, I'm not a monster motor guy. I like, for me, it's a stage two. That's as far as I need to go. Put a little cam and I'm a happy man.
So obviously our different stage kits, we have 1 through 4, 1 being air cleaner and exhaust or
slip-ons.
Stage two, cams, intake, and exhaust, slip-ons, or full system exhaust. Stage three, you're getting into cylinders, and stage four,
heads, intake, and everything.
Heads, intakes,
manifold,
and everything.
Big bores, cylinder heads.
I recommend right off the bat, at least a stage two. If you're looking for a little bit more sound, a little bit more oomph, I'd go Stage 2. But in a lot of these newer bikes, you're not even going to be able to tell with the Stage 2, really.
Yeah.
You're just going to get more sound. You're going to get more of that Harley-Davidson sound.
I hate to give Derek a reason to talk, but he used to build motors quite a bit and tune them, and he has had big performance motors in his motorcycles.
A couple.
What are your thoughts?
On the new bike, the new 511 cam that's out for Harley, that's the cam that's in the new CVOST. That's making some insane power on a bolt-in cam.
Not a VVT, by the way?
No. Well, VVT adjusts it as you go, so I still think there's going to be tuning that's going to make that change for you. I think that could be coming. I don't know. We'll see. So patience, you non-VVT people. You might want to trade your bike in for a VVT bike in the near future.
Now, if you're looking, I want to go fast.
Oh,
man. I want to go fast. If you're not first, you're last. I just do it up, either bolt-in motor or Stage 4.
If you don't, if you do the Stage 1, Stage 2, Stage 3, Stage 4, the amount of money you're going to waste doing duplicate labor and duplicate some parts, it's just not worth it. If you know you want to end up at Stage 4, save your money and go straight to the Stage 4.
And you can actually talk to your service department. I know with Harley, we actually offer some service financing. So you can get approved, do a 12-month no-interest payment plan, and your bike's done. It's not a layaway. You're getting it all done and getting it finished that way. So there are other ways to take you to the finish line with your service departments. Talk to us and find out. You might be surprised. Because, yeah, Chris is absolutely right. If you do 1, 2, 3, 4 in that order, you just bought that motor twice. go to the finish line right out of the gate where you ultimately want to be to save time and money.
Metric World, sorry, don't really know.
I don't know.
It was similar. Same thing. Stage 1's air cleaner exhaust. You throw a cam in it. Sometimes there weren't, to me, back when I was doing that in the 90s, the kits were a little harder to come by. So there's a lot more, working with a machine shop to get things done, a little more customization to get them done. And for me, man, sinking 4-bank carbs.
I've done that a couple of times.
You get into the newer ones. I know they have kind of like the, let's say the Sports Duress. They have the different ride modes.
Yeah.
1000, 750.
Yeah, exactly. You change it like with that.
So it's already kind of incorporated.
Yeah.
Just buy the bigger bike and ride the smaller.
Yeah, you can go to the lower settings.
Yeah.
Come on, host.
And with obviously Harley Davidson, and if you do this as you're purchasing the bike, it's all covered under warranty. Under your factory warranty, under extended service plan. So we highly recommend it, doing it within your first 90 days.
No, it's actually full factory warranty. Custom coverage is the full 2 years.
From purchasing?
If you buy the bike, you have the full 2 years of factory warranty. To add any parts in a dealership, have the shop install it, it marries the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, they change
it. It doesn't extend your warranty, but it gives you warranty until it runs out, and then ESP
parts and labor
cover.
Yeah.
It used to be the shorter time frame.
The tech in the back that gets told what to do.
There's the guy that knows.
That's the guy that knows the numbers and the longevity of these conversations. other than that, how are we looking good on? Good on time. Anything y'all want to add about your stage kits?
I haven't seen any beyond the Stage 2 for the new 24s. I'm anticipating something's coming down the line on those. If you haven't ridden a new 24, I think we talked about it last month. They are pretty amazing bikes. Everybody that's been riding them is really having a good time on them. The technology is really exciting. We have now started playing around with the new Cardo headset systems for them. We'll talk about that in a later episode. We may be taking you guys on a little ride in the upcoming episode and actually demonstrate some of this stuff out in the world and have some out of the building experiences with our bikes and gear and toys and all that. We really hope you'll come along with us on that trip.
Do we have any demo days coming up, or how do they come and test ride one of these motorcycles?
Voice?
We do test rides every single day that's dry. As long as it's not raining or anything like that, we're going to go ahead and we can test ride whatever you want, no matter what.
Is that a appointment only or walk-in
thing? Nope, you can walk in, say, hey, I want to test ride that bike. We'll roll it outside. We'll take
you. Have an endorsement on your license?
You got to have all the proper stuff. So you got to have shoes that cover over the ankle, jeans or, some sort of pants.
So boots, jeans, and a long sleeve shirt.
Yep.
And I think we can provide the helmets, right?
Yep. Okay.
So as long as you got your motorcycle endorsement.
And another way to test out the new 2024s is rentals. That's we're leaning on one right now.
This is our future rental.
This is going into our rental fleet. So we
do
that.
Another one right over there.
One right there.
Yeah. That is a good point. Yeah, you can actually, we rent them here and you can take them out and experience it for yourself.
Yep.
So we do recommend that. Trying the new bike out, especially if you're considering purchasing one to test ride, a rental weekend to really make sure. But I know you're going to love the new system. It's pretty impressive.
I say, if you come in and you do a rental and you say that you saw it on here.
Come on, boys. What are you offering? So if you come in and say you saw it on Tech Talk, what's going to happen?
We'll talk.
So, hey, remember to mention it. If you come into my service department and mention you're coming in here because of something you heard on Tech Talk, come talk to me and I'll see what I can do about the work being done in your shop as well, because I love the feedback. If you're already military, whether it's active or retired, we already offer our 10% parts discount. So thank you for your service on that. But we want to help out our fans and viewers of Tech Talk. And we just like building our dealership and our service department in particular with this. And we want you all as part of it. So come in and tell us you've seen it. And come in and tell us you've you pick something up on here or you got a question you want to ask in person, please do. We're here to talk to you and keep the whole motorcycle conversation going. We want to know what you're doing out there in the world. I know I do. I'm not speaking for these guys, even though I'm speaking. So
if you're in San Antonio,
or
the surrounding areas, and let's say you have a question on Sunday, where would you go?
Well, you can come here.
There you go.
We might. No, we are open seven days a week.
7 days a week.
And one of these three guys, short of someone being on vacation, is going to be here one of those days.
So please come in and talk to us and bring us your bikes and we'll get things done.
Well, as always, we appreciate the support and the follow. And you can buy our merch on
Teespring.
Teespring.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.